This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And once again, I think this is the third time Illinois' firearm owner ID, the FOID card, has been declared unconstitutional and wrong by a court. There's some nuances here, but the big question is, do you think Illinois lawmakers will do anything?
So that's a huge question. The FOID card is something, if you live in the state of Illinois and you have ever had to buy ammunition, you need a FOID card. So a lot of you listening right now do have it. You know you need to have it and you hate it. You hate everything about it. I'm one of those people. Sounds like maybe Illinois State Representative David Freese is another one of those individuals, because David Freese, Illinois State Representative in the 116th District, has introduced a bill that would repeal the FOID card requirement. And we're speaking right now with Representative David Freese on the show. Thank you for being here, Representative. We appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Glad to be here.
Well,
and yeah, I hate the FOID card.
That is a sentiment, I'm sure, from a lot of your constituents in Southern Illinoisans. They're very frustrated by it. Let's just take it all the way to the beginning. What is the FOID card? Why is it necessary? And why are you trying to eliminate the requirement?
So it's mandated by state legislature, and it you need a firearm identification card, which means that you have to have that card just to possess a gun or ammunition. Personally, Second Amendment, you got a right to bear arms. I don't think that we need it. I don't think it's a requirement. I know there's been litigation over this issue, and my hope is that they actually find it unconstitutional. I should not have to have Second Amendment plus is the way I look at it.
That's a really good way of putting it. I know there was a recent court case, and the details, I hope I get the details correctly, but somebody had a firearm in their house. I think that maybe there was a marriage that was a separation or something. And it turned out that the court ruled that they didn't need to have a FOID card to have the firearm in their house in the state of Illinois. But you're saying it's the Second Amendment plus. What is the, in order to get a FOID card, you got to get it from the state of Illinois. What's the process that they filter you through in order to say, yes, Annie, you can have a FOID card?
But you got to go fill out the paperwork. It goes to the state police. They run a background check on you. You check all the right boxes, make sure you're not a convicted felon, don't have a domestic battery against you. Then the state police gives you their blessing and says, yes, you can now have this identification, which gives you the legal right to purchase a firearm or ammunition.
Okay. So, you know, I'm a partner here with STS Armory, and they're in Pontoon Beach, Illinois, and I've bought firearms from them before. I have my FOID card. My recollection is that when I go to purchase a firearm, that I got to wait a little bit in order to get it, depending on the kind of firearm that I've purchased. What happens in that time? Well, of course, I show them, I've always had to show them my FOID card. So I show them that I have this qualification from the state of Illinois, but then I have to wait. What's happening in that waiting period before I'm able to purchase and acquire that firearm?
It's a good question. So here's what I know. You go fill out paperwork to purchase that firearm, and they should be able to run a background check on you immediately. I know there's a waiting period, because I think part of the reasoning for that is they don't want somebody to get in an argument with their spouse. Oh, and they don't have a firearm. Now they're going to go out and buy a firearm and shoot their spouse because they're mad at him or her. So I think there's this waiting, cooling off period. But my understanding, you go, it doesn't matter what, if you go to an FFL, you go to Walmart, Bass Pro, you fill out the paperwork, they can run that check on you right there. So there's, again, there's no reason for any waiting period. There's no reason for a FOID card. It needs to go away.
So you're telling me that the FOID card runs a background check on you, and then you go to get a gun, and they run a background check on you. So it's not like the absence of the FOID card means that they're just going to be handing out guns willy-nilly to everybody.
No. And again, I'm not sure. I've had a FOID card for quite a while. I honestly don't know when this was implemented, what the rationale was behind it at that time. But I think most people in the state of Illinois, if you own a firearm, we're done.
Yeah, I agree. So it is, I think you calling it Second Amendment Plus is a good way to look at it. There got to be Democrats in the state of Illinois. I know there are Democrats listening to the show right now who are in the state of Illinois who think the FOID card is dumb. What kind of support do you expect to have on this legislation? Will it get a vote? Could you get bipartisan support?
It probably will not. So here's what I've learned. I still consider myself a relatively newbie to the General Assembly. There's legislations that individual Democrats may support, but they will never get on a bill, support a bill, because what would happen if they did, it would go against leadership, and then they're going to get primary. So, you know, you line up with a Democrat may line up with leadership 9 times out of 10, but if you step out of line, you're going to get primary.
So in the 112th district, which is the district I used to be in, and for some reason they drew a circle around my house and booted me out of the 112th, where Katie Stewart is the representative. She's a Democrat in a very purple Madison County area right here in the listenership. I imagine there's a lot of people in the 112th right now who think that the FOID card is unconstitutional. They don't like it, and they would want to see it go away. But you're telling me that Katie Stewart, a Democrat in the 112th district, is going to listen to leadership and not her constituents on this issue?
I mean, I can't speak for Katie on this particular issue, but I know that legislation as a whole, that's the way it's viewed in Springfield. Yes.
Yes.
Unfortunately. And you should be able to, you know, vote for a bill, support a bill, because that's what your constituents want. But again, if you step out of line, you don't toe the line, you will get a primary.
That's frustrating. I guess if people are listening right now, they should reach out to their representatives and tell them to support your bill. Maybe join on to your bill and work to Republican or Democrat alike. Anybody who's in the listening area right now in the state of Illinois, if you'd like to see the FOID card be repealed, Illinois State Representative David Freeze is trying to lead that charge. And I'm sure you would take Republicans and Democrats alike if they wanted to help sponsor and get this thing through.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You get on ILGA and you can file witness slips in support of it. Not only this bill, but any legislation. And witness slips carry some weight. So I would encourage everybody to do that. You hear a bill coming down and you're like, hey, I want to support that. Get on the ILGA website and file a witness slip. Absolutely.
That's a good piece of advice. We're speaking with Illinois State Representative David Freeze. And, you know, I'm interested in hearing your thoughts as well on the budget process. Governor Pritzker came to Springfield, called Donald Trump Hitler, essentially.
Yep.
Didn't want to support the Nazi agenda. Wants to make sure that he clearly states that the people of Illinois that are not citizens will be protected and funded by the taxpayers of the state of Illinois. And yet it seems as though we have a budget shortfall. What were your thoughts on what Governor Pritzker, when he gave that address to the General Assembly, what did you take away from that?
So first of all, I was absolutely amazed, because leading up to the budget address, we were $3.2 billion in the red. We get there and we listen, and the day before, lo and behold, well, now it's a balanced budget. So everybody's like, well, how the hell does this happen? And it's, I don't know if you would call it accounting gimmicks or whatever, because your budget, my budget, the household budget, we don't spend money that we don't make. Okay. And we bank, you know, money and we save. Government budgets are done on projections. You know, well, they anticipate they're going to make X amount of money, or bring, they don't make it. They actually take it from us. So they're going to take X amount of money from us so they can spend that. Well, if there's downturns in the economy or the revenue isn't there, they still spend it, it seems like. And then what they end up doing is they end up raising our taxes or service fees or something. Revenue enhancements is a new phrase, what they want to use in Springfield now.
Yeah, it's frustrating to watch. My understanding is that the Illinois government has never taken more money than they're taking right now from the Illinois taxpayer. The burden is very high.
$55 billion.
$55 billion coming out of our pockets here in a state tax burden that we have, and it's a shortfall, and we're funding things that a lot of Illinoisans don't support. I also understand, we're speaking right now with Illinois State Representative David Fries. I previously said 116th District. Your new district is the 115th, so my apologies for that. My understanding is that the progressive income tax is a suggestion that's being thrown back out there for consideration. The state voted it down once before, but now they're suggesting maybe we move to that progressive income tax. What can you tell us about that?
Well, that's always a topic of discussion. They want to, quote, tax the rich. I don't know about you, but I've never worked for a poorer person. So I don't have a problem with people making money. I don't have a problem with people being rich. You know, it doesn't make you happy. But we shouldn't punish them either, because those are our employers. They own our businesses. They run our economy. They really do. And what happens in our state is because of the burdensome tax regulation, business regulations, people go, look, I'm going to move my business to Missouri, Kentucky, Tennessee, because you have less regulation and you have a lower tax burden. There's a reason why people are leaving our state, and that is it.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think that I hope that Illinoisans, the ones who are left in the state compared to the last time that this was a vote that was on a statewide ballot, I hope that people are paying attention to it. J.B. Pritzker does not have the Illinois taxpayer in mind when he is when he is governing the state. He spends his time in Chicago. He doesn't understand what anybody south of I-80, I don't even know if he cares outside of Cook County, because he can win the re-election for governor as a non-term limited position in the state of Illinois by winning Cook County strong enough. I'm wondering what your sentiment is, Representative Fries, when you talk to people. Of course, you're in Southern Illinois here in the 115th district, but people are seeing what Donald Trump is doing. People are seeing what Elon Musk is doing on a national level. And J.B. Pritzker has put himself out there to be kind of the number one. He'd like to be the number one go-to opposition for what Trump stands for. Do you feel as though people in the state of Illinois are maybe considering now more than they have before that the Democrat J.B. Pritzker supermajority of Democrats in the General Assembly way is not the right way for Illinoisans?
I feel a change. I don't know if it's big enough tide change to make a difference. But so I was looking at actually some numbers over the weekend. Clinton won by 17% in Illinois. Biden won by 17. Kamala Harris only won by 11%. OK, so that gap narrowed. And I think that the funding of all this stuff for illegal immigration, that has really made a large part of the Democrat core base just infuriated. I mean, they're mad as hell. There's no other way to put it.
Yeah.
So my hope is that we can now we've got to be proactive. We can't just sit back and expect them to come to us. We've got to go out and we've got to recruit those individuals and say, hey, look, you've been voting Democrat for, you know, this election, that election. Come to the Republican Party. This is what we can do for you as Republicans to support you in your mission. I mean, I don't care what color your skin is. What do you want? You want safe neighborhoods. You want good schools. And you want honest days wages for honest days, you know, work. So let's advocate for that. And let's put policies in place that support those individuals.
Is the Illinois Republican Party in a position right now? Are they capable of conveying that message, a very concise, targeted, specific message to Illinois voters across the state that they are a reasonable alternative to the status quo?
That's a great question. I think there are some of us that are. I know I personally have been advocating people within our leadership to say, hey, look, we have got to do something. You know, Kevin Schmidt, You know, he works East yes. St. Louis. We've got to have other people doing that in the city of Chicago. You know, we've actually met with some Black leaders up there. And again, all this sprung up, I think what they're calling this is, you know, turn Chicago red. They've got an organization. We've met with some of them. And we have got to not just meet with them once and then move on. We've got to be again. We've got to be supportive. And again, financially, what do we have to offer? It may not be much. Like Pritzker can self-fund yeah. Himself if he wanted to run for president. It's really hard to compete with that. But there's a lot to be said for pounding the pavement and knocking on doors.
Yeah. And we don't have there's no other choice. We can't compete with J.B. Pritzker's money.
No.
But we can compete with his policy, his lack of scruples, his unwillingness to advocate for the taxpayer in the state of Illinois, and his advocacy for things that are oppositional to the majority of voters. We can advocate for that, and we can fight like hell yeah. to beat him. And you are absolutely right that it is a worthy cause. I like you talking about the turn Chicago red. I've contacted those people. We're in communication with them. And I wonder if they'd have any interest in coming down to St. Louis just for a bit to go around Southern Illinois to see if they could have any influence with us. I'd love to have that.
Yeah, I think they would. My understanding, they actually met with Terry Bryant, mm-hmm. Senator Bryant. I think they're willing to meet with anybody, really. We just can't sit back and do nothing. We've got to work at this.
Yeah. Well, you're helping lead that charge here from Southern Illinois, Representative Freeze, and we're thankful for your voice here, and we're pulling for you on this FOID card thing. People do need to go fill out those witness slips and contact your state representative, Republican or Democrat alike. Make sure today that they hear you say, if you're their constituent, Representative Freeze wants to repeal the FOID card, and I want you to support them. I want you to support that effort. I want you to support David Freeze. Reach out to your representative and make sure that they hear that. Thanks for being with us today to let us know more about what your efforts are trying to achieve.
My pleasure, and I love your show. I got it on every day at the office.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that as well. Let's see what we can do together. What do you think about that?
Let's do it.
All right. Thank you so much, Illinois State Representative David Freeze. He represents Illinois' 115th district. There is a little bit of advantage, and I say a little bit, which is to say more than none, to being a super minority underdog. Try whatever you can. There's nothing to lose because you're already as low as it could possibly get. The Illinois Republicans are in such a disparate hole when it comes to power and influence that they have. Now is the time to go big. Go big, fail big, succeed big. Constituents that are listening right now in the state of Illinois, if you've got a business, if you've got a residence in the state of Illinois, your voice better be heard, because your voice is going to be bigger than the super minority of Republicans in the General Assembly right now. Rattle the cage.
Yeah, the message, and I don't want to say of Republicans, but just the message of whatever Democrats is doing isn't working, it is breaking through right now. It's the machine. You're up against the machine. You know, this thing is well funded. It's very entrenched, but that message is breaking through. So what happens federally? Will people be able to see, oh wow, I want some of that in Illinois? I don't know. Hopefully that does start to happen, but I am encouraged that people that you wouldn't think are hearing the message and going, dang, I that really resonates with me.
Yeah. I'm going to text Kevin Schmidt on the break. He talked about doing that coffee talk with his constituents in East St. Louis during the election. And I was like, I would like to go do that with you. He's like, sure.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Come. I'm going to schedule it.
Good.
Quick break. When we come back, more Annie Fry Show. Let's do a little chat on the YouTube live chat poll. Grade Doge. How are you feeling about it? Do you give him an A? Like super high fives all around. Complete success so far. A B/C passing grade, but maybe some room for improvement. Barely passing with a D or an F. Annie Fry YouTube channel, youtube.com/@AnnieFry. Find the live chat and the live broadcast and vote. We'll be right back.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.